Listen to this news. Nepal's trade rises on festive demand despite economic export challenges. Nepal's foreign trade showed modest improvement in the first 4 months of the current fiscal year, driven by increased festive demand, according to the Department of Customs. Exports rose by 4.16% to 52.67 billion rupees, reversing a 7.68% decline during the same period last year. Key contributors included soybean oil, cardamom, tea, and carpets. Imports also saw a marginal 0.17% increase to 513.38 billion rupees, with significant growth in petroleum products, gold, iron, steel, and automobiles. Challenges persist despite growth. Despite these gains, Nepal's economy continues to struggle. A slowdown in the construction sector has led to a sharp decline in cement demand. Exports of cement have stalled due to challenges in meeting Indian certification standards, raising concerns about the survival of local cement factories. Jagadish Chandra Pokhrel, an economist, highlighted the need for government intervention to resolve these certification issues. Economist Puskar Bhajracharya attributed the broader economic slowdown to political instability, which has hindered trade and dampened investor confidence. Nepal's economy has been in a slump for the past 1.5 years and has failed to rebound, he said. Bhajracharya called for targeted incentives to boost production and reduce interbank interest rates to 4-5% for a few months, which he believes would stimulate economic activity. Decline in exports to major markets. Exports to Nepal's largest trade partners, India and China, saw significant declines, 5.3% and 24.8% respectively. Exports to other countries dropped by 6.6%. On the import side, trade with India, China, and other nations also decreased, with respective declines of 3.9%, 1.5%, and 7.9%. The trade deficit narrowed by 4.0% to 352.37 billion rupees during the first 3 months of the fiscal year, aided by a decrease in overall trade volume. However, the export-import ratio dipped slightly to 9.8% from 10% in the same period last year. Festive demand offers temporary relief. The report highlighted an uptick in demand for new exportable products such as zinc sheets and plywood, especially in the Indian market. However, Pokhrel cautioned that reliance on exports of products like soybean oil is unsustainable in the long term. Economic impact of recent disasters. The economic challenges were exacerbated by late September floods and landslides, which caused losses estimated at 46.68 billion rupees, nearly triple the initial projections. The disaster significantly damaged physical infrastructure, social sectors, and productive industries. As a result, the government's growth target of 6-6.5% appears unachievable, with economists projecting growth at just 3% this fiscal year. Bhajracharya noted that declining trade is further straining revenue collection, jeopardizing capital expenditures on development projects. Business General, Vietnam eyes halal market boom with certification, strategic plans.